The Lord is our help and our shield. These Wells Military Services devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for our military personnel and their families.
The divinely inspired words of God come to us through the Apostle Paul as he wrote his second letter to Timothy, fourth chapter, starting with verse 9. Do your best to come to me quickly. For Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. The title of the devotion is Desertion. Desertion brings shame. In times of war, it may bring death by a firing squad. But before one can desert, one must first belong. On the opening day of the first Battle of Bull Run, citizens of Washington, D.C. came out to Manassas to enjoy the event as spectators. When troops of the South overran the Northern forces, the civilians quickly turned their horses and buggies around and scrambled back home, with a battle following them. They did not desert, they evacuated. When the bugles sounded to call the Army of the Confederacy back to a more secure position for the night, they did not desert, they withdrew. When the Union soldier panicked at the sight of the rebels pouring over defensive lines, threw his rifle down, left others to deal with the threat, and ran back to D.C. This was not a retreat. This was desertion. He belonged at the front. He belonged at his post. He belonged at the edge of the creek called Bull Run to fight shoulder to shoulder with his comrades. His desertion was despicable. So was the desertion of an early Christian named Demas. The Apostle Paul wrote to young Timothy, "Do your best to come to me quickly, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica." The apostle was in prison at Rome, awaiting a trial that would order his execution. In this letter, he begs Timothy to hurry to his side. Timothy may have read and reread this last letter with tears blurring his eyes, but every line of the letter braced him with the power to make him bold in the battle against the old evil foe and his forces of darkness. He was encouraged to fight to the death so that he might receive the crown of life waiting for him. He would rush in where Demas did not want to stay. In his letter to the Colossians, Paul wrote, "Our dear friend Luke, the doctor, and Demas send greetings." He calls Demas a fellow worker in his letter to Philemon. We wonder how someone who had served so well in the work of the Lord could turn his back on it. The apostle provides the answer with the words, "Because he loved this world." Desertions at Bull Run may have been caused by fear. The desertion at Rome was driven by love, love of the world. We can understand that. There's much in this world that appeals to us. Much of that is not wrong. The good things in life are God's gifts to us. the bad things of the world do not spring from God, though this world seems saturated with them. Yet this also appeals to us. Sin in many forms calls out its invitation to taste the forbidden fruit. Our sinful nature wants to run to it, but to do so is to run away from God. The Apostle John issues the warning, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 2:15. But what if we've already fallen in love with the world? What if we have quietly slipped away from the fight against evil? What if we have abandoned the path of righteousness and crossed over to the dark side? St. John answers, my children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. There is hope for those who have abandoned their post in the army of the Holy Christian Church. As the parable of the prodigal son shows, our Heavenly Father waits with open arms for his beloved child to return. Jesus, the Son of God, speaks up for us. He has wiped away our failures. The Holy Spirit reminds us that we have renounced the devil with all his works and all his ways. The Lord of all calls us to duty and honor. Our soul has heard that call. It answers in renewed and determined faith. By the power of God, we shall win the victory and receive that crown of life. For us, desertion is not an option. We pray in the words of the hymn, what is the world to me with all its vaunted pleasure, when you and you alone, Lord Jesus, are my treasure? You only, dearest Lord, my soul's delight shall be. You are my peace, my rest. What is the world to me? Amen.
This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For additional devotions, or to learn more about Wells' ministry to the military, go to wells.net/military. Wherever the Lord leads you to serve Him, remember these words of Scripture, God's faithfulness will be your shield.